This morning, we talked about some things in which we ought to be in 2022. So this evening, I thought it would only be proper to talk about some things in which we ought not to be in 2022. So, with that thought in mind, I encourage all of us to not be conformed to this world in 2022. You see, Paul strongly urged the saints in Rome not to be conformed to this world there in Romans, the 12th chapter. Open up your Bibles with me, if you will, there to Romans chapter 12, and notice this instruction of the inspired apostle beginning there in verse number 1. There, Paul, writing to the saints in Rome, penned, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." Now pay attention to verse 2. "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Here Paul urged the saints in Rome not to be like the world. And it's important, my beloved brethren, that we are likewise not like the world. We must not be fashioned to the world. We must not be a people who talk like the world and conduct ourselves in a manner as those of the world conduct themselves. But rather, we must do as the Apostle Paul instructed these saints in Rome to do. Not be conformed to this world, but to be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. It's important to note that word transformed there simply means a change in form. And what Paul is telling these saints in Rome is not to be like the world. Don't be formed to the ways of the world, but be changed, be transformed. And he tells us how to do that by the renewing of your mind. It's important to note that he goes on to also tell us there in verse 2 that as children of God, that we must prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Therefore, my beloved brethren, remember that although we live in this world, as Christians, we are not of the world, and we must not be conformed to the world. But another thing I suggest that we ought not to be in 2022 is we ought not to be wise in our own opinion. Paul goes on to write to these same saints in Rome there in Romans chapter 12 and in verse 16 these words. He says, "Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion." You notice there two things that the Apostle Paul said not to be. First thing he says is not to set your mind on high things. Simply put, Paul is saying, don't be stuck on yourself. Don't be one who imagines that you know more and are better than others. And he goes on to tell us there in verse 16, likewise, not to be wise in our own opinion. Again, we need to understand that opinions, they're like noses. We all got one, don't we? But we need to understand that although we all have an opinion, we are not to be one who is wise in our opinion. Sadly, there are too many today who are wise in their opinions. They want to push their opinions on others, don't they? But we need to be mindful of the fact that opinions are what they are, and we must not be wise in them. But another thing that I suggest that we must not be in 2022 is we must not be deceived. It's important to note that word deceived there simply means to be caused to believe something that is not true. Unfortunately, there are many who are out to deceive others, right? Unfortunately, there are some who become deceived. There are some who become to believe things that are not so. And it's important that we recognize the need not to be deceived in 2022. The scriptures make this appeal in multiple places. One of those places where we find this appeal made is found there in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. And as good Bible students, we recognize that in the context of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul is addressing the topic of the resurrection. If you recall, there were some saints in Corinth who did not believe in the resurrection. They didn't believe that there was a resurrection. And the Apostle Paul goes on to say there in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. You see, there were some in the first century who were denying the resurrection. There were some among those Corinthians who didn't believe it. They were denying it. And because of that, in the context here, this verse falls, where Paul says, don't be deceived. Don't believe what those are teaching concerning the resurrection. Because there is a resurrection, and Christ was raised from the dead. Don't be deceived, Paul says. Evil company corrupts good habits. Application for us. Be careful who we choose to have close association with, right? We need to be careful who we choose to hang around and have close associations to. Because evil company can corrupt good habits. Knowing that, we need to be careful lest we become deceived. We also see this instruction given for us there in Galatians, the 6th chapter. Go back with me, if you will, in your Bibles there to Galatians chapter 6. And just a few moments ago, Andrew read for us Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. And going back there, the Apostle Paul again said, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Again, Paul's saying, don't be fooled. Don't fool yourself. Don't be one who's tricked into believing that you can sow to the flesh and still be one who inherits eternal life. Paul says, don't fool yourself. God is not mocked. And he goes on to tell us that whatever a man sow, that he will also reap. And he informs us that if we sow to the flesh, we're going to reap corruption. But yet, if we sow to the Spirit, we will reap everlasting life. Remember that. And my beloved brethren, as James said there in James chapter 1 and verse 16, do not be deceived. But I also suggest to us that we also ought not to be drunk with wine in 2022. We learn about this there in Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 18. And there the apostle said, do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. You see, here the disgrace of drunkenness is seen. Here we see where Paul talks about being drunk with wine is dissipation. And because of that, we can see the disgrace of drunkenness found here. You see, those who are filled with wine, who are drunk with wine, they're not one who is making good use of their time, are they? And in the context here, the Apostle Paul is talking about the need to redeem the time and the need not to be unwise, but to be wise. And it's important that we recognize the need not to be drunk with wine. You see, drunkenness is prohibited throughout the Scriptures. Drunkards are condemned. Drunkenness is sin. And therefore, it is only appropriate that one is not drunk with wine, but rather filled with the Spirit. You see, we need to hold on to that instruction given by the inspired Apostle Paul here in Ephesians 5 and verse 18. And we need to seek the fruit of the Spirit, as we learn about there in Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 and 23. And may we not be drunk with wine, but rather be filled with the Spirit in 2022. But another thing that I suggest that we ought not to be in 2022 is we ought not to be unfruitful. You see, we learn about this there in Titus chapter 3 and in verse 14. And here in Titus chapter 3 and verse 14, the Apostle Paul, in writing to Titus, penned these words, and let our people also learn to maintain good works, to meet urgent needs, that they may not be unfruitful. You see, Paul previously informed Titus there in Titus chapter 2 and in verse 14, of the fact that Christ Jesus gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Paul goes on to instruct Titus there in chapter 3 and verse 8, when he gives this faithful saying, and he says, in these things I want you to confirm constantly. What did he want Titus to confirm constantly? That those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. He goes on to say these things are good and profitable to men. To be simply put, we as God's people need to be zealous for good works. We need to be a people who steadily maintain the practice of good works, recognizing that the result of such will be spiritual fruit. We need to be a fruitful people rather than a people who are unfruitful in 2022. But another thing I suggest that we ought not to be in 2022 is we ought not to be sluggish. Simply put, we must not grow lazy in 2022. We have this instruction given for God's people there in Hebrews, the 6th chapter. Follow me, if you will, in your Bibles there to Hebrews chapter 6. And here in Hebrews chapter 6, beginning there in verse 11, the Hebrews writer wrote, "And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end." Now watch verse 12. "That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Again, we must not become a lazy people. We must not be a people who become sluggish. But rather, we must be a people who imitate God's people of old, knowing that those who keep the faith and endure till the end will inherit the promises of God. Remember that. And let us be a people who keep on keeping on. Let us be a people who always, as Caleb prayed in his prayer a few moments ago, who keep our eyes on the prize. And may we not be a people who grow sluggish in 2022. But another thing I suggest that we ought not to be in 2022 is we ought not to be carried about by various and strange doctrines. The Hebrews writer also gives this instruction there in Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse 9. And again, in the context here, the Hebrews writer is writing to those saints in the first century, warning them about those who were attempting to bind the law of Moses. And he was warning them about those who were in opposition to the law of Christ. And he was telling them not to be carried away by strange and various doctrines. You see, we too need to beware of not being one who gets carried away by various and strange doctrines. We need to be a people who only, and I repeat, who only abide in the doctrine of Christ. We must beware of those who teach the doctrines, the commandments of men. We must be on guard against false teaching. We must be on guard against false doctrines. And we must be a people who cling only to the doctrine of Christ. Therefore, let us be a people who are not carried away by various and strange doctrines in 2022. Again, going back to Caleb's prayer, let us be a people who always demand the truth and nothing but the truth. And let us hold on to this admonition of the Apostle Paul given there in Colossians chapter 2 and in verse 8. And there again, Paul gives a warning. He says, "Beware." Why, Paul? "Lest anyone cheat you through the philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." Hold on to that warning. Beware, lest anyone cheat you, my beloved brethren, through the teaching of various and strange doctrines. And let us be a people who again abide only in the doctrine of Christ. But another thing I suggest that we ought not to be in 2022 is we ought not to be haughty nor trust in uncertain riches. There in 1 Timothy chapter 6, go with me if you will in your Bibles there to 1 Timothy chapter 6. And here in 1 Timothy chapter 6, we find where Paul gave Timothy this instruction to give to the rich. And there in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17, Paul told Timothy, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Verse 18, he goes on to say, let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Again, we have a warning to the rich. The warning to the rich to cease from being arrogant and not to fix their hope on uncertain riches, but rather to fix their hope on the one true living God. You see, my beloved brethren, we likewise need to take heed to those words. As we talked about this morning, we are very blessed people. We're all very blessed. We all have much more than what we need or deserve. And we need to be aware of being a people who become arrogant because of that. We need to be aware of being a people who put our trust in uncertain riches. But we need to be a people who put our trust where it counts. And we need to put it in the one true living God, who, as Paul tells us, it is he who richly gives us all things to enjoy. Hold on to that instruction. And do not be haughty, nor trust in uncertain riches in 2022. But another thing I suggest to us that we ought not to be in 2022 is we ought not to be afraid, nor be troubled. You see, we don't know what 2022 is going to bring about for us, do we? We have no idea what 2022 has in store for us. We don't know what may come our way as Christians. But we need to recognize that no matter what comes our way, we must not be a people who are afraid nor troubled. There in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, we have instruction given for how a Christian is to respond to persecution. You see, it is possible that we may become a victim of persecution in 2022. And if that happens, we must be mindful of the need not to be one who becomes afraid or troubled by the persecution that may come our way. Knowing that, let's hold on to these words of Peter found here in 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning there and in verse 13. There Peter writes, and who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? That's a good question, isn't it? Peter goes on to say in verse 14, but even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. Yes. Peter said, even if you suffer for righteousness' sake, you're blessed. He goes on to say, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. He says in verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, that those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. Now watch verse 17. Peter says, for it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Hold on to those words of Peter. Remember that if you are one who suffers persecution in this new year, not to become one who is afraid or troubled, but rather be one who endures that persecution. Remember the instruction of Peter not to become afraid of their threats, nor to be troubled, even if it costs you your head. Don't become afraid or troubled, but rather remember that it is always better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Remember that, my beloved brethren, and let us be a people who are not afraid nor troubled in 2022. But another thing I suggest that we ought not to be in 2022 is we ought not to grow weary in doing good. Again, as Caleb mentioned in his prayer a few moments ago, that we need to be a people who keeps on keeping on, who always keeps our eye on that prize, who never gives up. And going back there to Galatians chapter 6, turn back there with me if you will, there to Galatians the 6th chapter. And there in Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 9, Paul gave the simple instruction. He says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good." Why? Paul will notice. "For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Again, as we mentioned a few moments ago, we have no idea what 2022 may hold in store for us. But we do recognize that there are many hardships in life. We recognize the fact that there is physical sickness. We recognize the fact that there is some who grieve the loss of loved ones, some who have financial troubles. And no matter what may come our way in 2022, whether it be some type of physical sickness, even if it's a terminal physical sickness, whether it be a passing of a loved one, whether it be financial troubles, whether it be some type of persecution that we talked about earlier, no matter what may come our way in 2022, we need to remember to never grow weary in doing good. You see, those hardships that we suffer in life, as terrible as they might be, we need to be mindful of the fact that they're only temporary. They're only temporary. They'll only last for a little while. Therefore, we must not grow weary and give in, but rather we must keep on keeping on, remembering that endurance, it will pay off. It will pay off. And as Paul talked about there in verse 9 of Galatians chapter 6, if we keep on keeping on, if we don't grow weary in doing good, we will in due season reap that eternal reward. That's what we want, isn't it? That's what we want. Knowing that, I leave you with these words of the Apostle Paul found there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and in verse 13. And there Paul said, "But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good." Once more, my beloved brethren, be what manner of persons you ought to be in 2022, and be not and do not the things that we have discussed here this evening. Maybe there is one here this evening who has not yet submitted themselves in obedience to the Lord and His will. Our plea for you this very hour is to become a Christian. You can become a Christian this very hour. For you have heard the word of God, and if you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the one true living God, you can repent of your sins, you can confess Jesus Christ before men, and you can be baptized this very hour for the remission of your sins. And may we all always remember that the buck doesn't stop at baptism, but rather we must keep on keeping on, as we talked about this evening. We must continue to remain faithful unto death if we are going to be one who receives that crown of life, as Jesus promised in Revelation chapter 2 and in verse 10. Maybe there is one here this evening who has already submitted their life in obedience to the Lord and His will, but you've not been faithful. Maybe you got sin in your life. You're encouraged to repent of that sin, confess that to God, and ask Him for His forgiveness. And if you'd like to enlist of the prayers of the saints here on your behalf, we'd be more than willing to pray with or for you. So if there would be one here this evening who'd be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation, whatever your need may be, won't you let that need be made known now while we stand and sing the song, Max is Selected.